Marinette Marine is in the city of Marinette, Marinette County. The shipbuilder is already among the top three or four employers there. But once work begins on 10 U.S. Navy ships, Marinette Marine will likely be number one. The order came as good news to employees like Rodney Klan, who supervises work on the ship's hulls.
I can plan on staying here for a good chunk of my life, so I don't have to worry about getting out of the area looking for other work.
What's the job economy like up here outside of this shipyard?
Outside of the shipyard, I think it's pretty tough going right now.
According to the Department of Workforce Development, Marinette County's September unemployment rate was 9%, the fifth highest in the state. Across the state line in Menominee, Michigan, things are even worse, with unemployment there at 10.2%. The reason for all the hubbub is something called a littoral combat ship, or LCS. It's a smaller, swifter, more maneuverable ship. Marinette Marine's design was done in conjunction with Lockheed Martin. Workers at Marinette are already putting the finishing touches on an LCS called the Fort Worth. Last week, company president and CEO Richard McCreary said that initial ship came in on time and under the Navy's stipulated budget of $480 million. That helped the company secure the 10-ship contract. Marinette is getting state tax incentives, including $49 million from Wisconsin. McCreary says it's a good investment.
It creates over $500 million of economic activity annually in both of these states because of all of that, and it creates over $50 million of state and tax revenues over the two states per year. So it's huge. And I can tell you, for the Marinette Menominee area, would revitalize the economy here.
Initially, Marinette Marine was in direct competition for the contract with a shipbuilder in Alabama. The two companies were told it was an all-or-nothing deal, but then the Navy decided to buy 10 ships from each.
This is one of those things that comes around every 100 years, maybe.
Don Cluley heads Marinette County's Office of Economic Development. Marinette Marine plans to hire about 1,000 people itself. Beyond that, Cluley says up to 5,000 jobs could be created by the company's suppliers throughout Wisconsin and Upper Michigan.
So I think what you're going to see is a lot of modular-type construction, where they'll farm some of this stuff out to small individual shops and use the shipyard more or less to bring it all together and put it back together.
Cluley expects Marinette County's tax coffers will get a shot in the arm from healthier retail sales and improved property values. Beyond all the big contracts and large dollar amounts, the potential of work gives hope to people in the area, so says electrician Frank Vanderhayden.
There's a lot of families no longer have to live in poverty. They can make a decent living. And there's nothing more gratitude involved than having somebody to have a decent living so they can support their family. It's a good thing.
Congress still needs to approve the split contract, which is expected to happen later this month or early next. If all goes as planned, Marinette Marine could begin hiring this summer. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.